This is going to sound insane because I just read the headline and thought it was insane, which is that apparently you're not allowed to use the thumbs up emoji around young people because they take it as being sarcastic.
Yep.
And that they don't take it with any sort of sense of genuineness at all.
Welcome to List NV. This is the podcast where every week I collaborate with a guest and together we build a top five list on a topic they choose. This week, my guest is George Chechenidze. He is a returning guest. He's my first returnee. What a pleasure. So back in what we are now retrospectively calling season one, we did New Who episodes. So Doctor Who episodes from 2005 onwards, top five, obviously. And today we are talking emoji. So I will come and have a mid-amble chat with you a little bit later. But for now, let's get straight into it. We began by discussing the history of the emoji.
The iPhone actually got emojis before any other phone.
Huh.
And people herald this as therefore being like an Apple, not quite a creation, but you know,
sure,
they definitely popularized them.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is emoji were sort of a Japanese specific glyph. And so what's ended up, you know, and it's why there's a lot of Japanese references in there that are very like country specific that don't exist for other countries. Like there's a lot of food. There's a cherry blossom emoji.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just, it's interesting because it sort of, it wasn't intended to be global. And yeah, it ended up on an iPhone and people went, oh my God, I can send someone a smiley face. And it actually looks like a smiley face.
Yeah. And I find it strange, and maybe there's a copyright thing, I don't know, but you have like, you know, Twitter back in the day used to have its own set of emojis, as did Facebook. And I never quite understood that as to why you need to do that. But that aside, having looked at different emoji sets, and maybe I'm biased, but I think Apple's in the best ones. I think they've got the best ones. I like the sort of slightly glossy look.
I used to really love the Samsung. I still think they're all right. I quite like the Samsung ones. You know what I miss? The old style Android ones. They had these like little blobs instead of like sort of looking particularly humanoid.
Yeah.
Or not that they look specifically humanoid, but they, you know, have the sort of the generic like round faces.
Yeah.
The blob emoji were quite nice. I think they decided they weren't flexible enough and sort of, it was sort of that, because this was before you had like full body emoji. And so you suddenly have to create like a person running and you can no longer have a blob, basically.
Yeah.
You don't end up with that unified sort of vision anymore.
Yes.
But the reason, and this still happens, is because emoji, the Emoji Consortium, I think that's what they're called.
Yeah.
It's
the Unicode Consortium, isn't it, I think?
Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
The Unicode Consortium. They have like a list of emoji. They say, you know, these are all the emoji you have to fit into your stuff.
And then there's the character combinations as well, because you've got skin tone and combinations of people with different skin tones. And
yeah. But then it's up to whoever to implement it however you want.
I was trying to find for a while an official set of emoji in vector form, especially the Apple ones, because then you can just... But then it's that weird thing, isn't it? Because although the idea is open source, or the idea is a standard, it's still their intellectual, you know, their depiction of... You know, using a squirty water pistol instead of a gun. You know, that's very much their IP.
Yes, and that actually ended up causing change that rippled throughout, because now everyone uses a water pistol.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite. I remember that being quite contentious at the time.
So we are talking about not just emoji, but emoji reactions. Oh, actually, there's a quick question: where do we fall on the pluralization? Have we decided?
I say emoji.
Apparently, says the internet, it's complicated. For the sake of utility, it's probably easiest for English speakers to agree on emojis as the plural of emoji. However, the Oxford English Dictionary, Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and others have long listed both emoji and emojis. I like emoji as the plural. I think
famously
it just
that's
feels
how
nice
you start a debate. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the definition of emoji is...
Yeah, that's how all good best man speeches start. You know, Merriam-Webster's defines emojis as... Okay, so that aside, what is your number one emoji reaction, please?
So, Mark, listen, I need to be honest with you.
I demand nothing less.
The rest of this list was quite hard, I'll be honest. The number one, I decided, again, in the name of honesty, I'm just going to say the one I use the most.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Simply, that's how it works.
Yeah.
And so I did that thing where you open the keyboard and you click the emoji and it tells you your most frequently used. And my most frequently used is laughing with tears of joy.
Oh, that's nice. My, like... I don't know, slightly autistic brain, had a real hard time with this for ages because people used it for saying the most mildly funny things or reacting to the, you know, the things that are just like, and because I'm so literal minded, it's like people have this like massive reaction. You've said something that might elicit a chuckle and people are like, bah! You know, I find it fun, but so I've come around to it, but I was quite kind of like, people need to stop using that emoji because it's too expressive. But tell me all about it.
Do you know, well, here's the thing, here's my issue. this started off as me using it ironically.
Yeah, okay.
And much like anything, it ends, you kind of go, wait a minute, why am I actually doing this? Another example is that I'll sometimes type, again, supposedly ironically, but sometimes I'll abbreviate shake my head to SMH.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's a thing that happens.
Sure.
Very normal. Mm-hmm. However, if I really want to emphasize the fact that I'm shaking my head, I'll send someone SMH my head, which is worse than ATM machine by 100-fold.
I'm lolling out loud.
Exactly. But yeah, it's just one of those where you wake up one morning and go, wait a minute.
Am I that kind of person?
I said it and I meant it. Oh no. Something has gone terribly wrong. And so I guess I need to out myself as a face with tears of emoji user. I'm George and I'm here to say I use it far too much.
It is a great, because it's now socially acceptable, and it is just a great way of being able to just say joke acknowledged. back in the day of like old internet speak, people used to type ACK in all caps, I believe, as, you know, acknowledged, when you didn't, you know, necessarily have something else to say other than yep, got it. And when someone's, it's such a great way to be able to just bail out of something. If someone said something, you know, a little bit funny, you can just go bah! And it's like, there you go, done. I've reacted appropriately to this conversation.
So, Mark, what's your number one?
Oh, thank you, George. My number one is Hugging Face.
Ooh, I like it.
Which also, thank you, as a friend of mine pointed out, kind of does look like a boob grab.
Yes, it does. Yeah. That is a bit unfortunate.
That is a bit unfortunate. I think it is described slightly differently by the text-to-speech engines on the Apple devices, but I believe it is just called Hugging Face. And it's a big smiley face with two hands coming out, kind of jazz hands, or going for a but it is, I like what it symbolizes, and I like, you know, because sometimes a kiss can feel a little bit forward, maybe not, it's, you know, you want to demonstrate affection. You want to demonstrate, I hear you, I get you, I'm here for you, in a way that doesn't feel, you know, too overbearing. And so just being able to give them a little hug, I like. So that is, yeah, I'm very happy that that is my most used emoji, or certainly my most favoured.
I guess as an aside, you mentioned the kiss emoji. With or without the heart?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes, with. I'm not sure... I know a kiss emoji without a heart.
There are two. They're basically the same emoji. It's just one has a little heart next to it. The other one doesn't.
And the other one doesn't. That makes sense. Yes. We might get to that one later.
yeah. So, 'cause I have a friend who when showing affection, uses the heart emoji, but obviously they come in a range of colors. Mm-hmm. And so they differentiate between the different kinds of affection using the different kinds of colors.
Completely appropriate.
I personally just only use the red one all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
the regular.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a friend who uniformly uses the black heart because he's a goth.
I like it. I respect it. So my number two is the one that I use most often when someone says something and I know they're wrong, but I can't disprove it.
Ooh, can I guess?
Go for it.
Is it thinking face?
It is thinking face.
Oh, lovely choice. And a lovely use of it as well. I really enjoy that use of it. It's like,
it's, I know you're wrong, but I don't know why you're wrong. You know, if someone said to me, there's 100 trillion ants on the earth, I'd say, it's probably not that number, but I don't know if it's more or less, but I feel like it's not that.
I got quite annoyed watching, it was Richard Osman's House of Games, and one of the contestants, because one of the rounds is you have to use emoji to depict the title of a film or a TV show or something. And one of the contestants just like offhandedly said, I don't use emoji. I think they're the death of language. And as someone who has been quite sort of, I don't know, protectionist about language, I was like, that's the most ridiculous thing. It's such a great way of being able to communicate stuff like this. The subtlety of like, I don't know if that's true without being confrontational, because, you know, it looks like you're considering the point, but also you know what that meaning is, and it's okay if they don't necessarily receive the same meaning. I think it's great for that.
And to bring this full circle, we, back in season one, if you haven't watched season one or listened to season one, go do that. We did the top five Doctor Who New Who episodes. They have an episode, which I don't think we talked about on the show, but they go to the future and all the robots speak emoji. Because you know what? Emoji transcends language too.
My number two is the officially known as folded hands, and it's kind of the two hands pressed together, kind of looks like a prayer, kind of looks like, you know. And I got sidled into using this through some of the communities that I've been in the last couple of years, and I find it just a nice way of being able to say please and thank you and let's chill, and quite a few things like that. And it's just kind of, let's take a beat. You know, it's kind of a nice thing for that. I'm waiting with bated breath. Like, there's quite a few things that you can kind of say with this nice sort of hands together clasped emoji, that has, for me, nothing to do with prayer. But it's just a kind of chill way of sort of saying please and thank you.
I know people who use it as an alternative to the clapping emoji as well.
Huh.
It's not, you know, it's not a clap, but like,
no,
it's just as like, you know, I find it in work group chats quite a lot, where, you know, someone says they've done a thing or whatever, and it's a very sort of, yeah, it looks like clapping without being the clapping emoji. And I think it fills that, like, if you imagine that, you know, all the emoji, if you have like a square space to fill, mm-hmm. because it fills up more of the sort of the space of the square, especially if you're sort of the Apple one, mm-hmm. it feels really weirdly like you're clapping more than just the regular clapping emoji, which obviously isn't true. None of these emoji have volumes, but apparently the hands pressed together is louder than the clapping emoji.
Okay. What's your number three, sir?
So I guess since I'm telling a story with these, I'll keep telling stories. I didn't realize we could jam so much lore into emoji.
I mean, there was a film.
I didn't see my favorite emoji in that.
Hashtag not my emoji movie.
Exactly. So yeah, I guess. So my number three, what you said about ACK, like for acknowledging stuff, the one that I personally use, and the reason this is my number three is because it works on multiple levels as both an acknowledgement, but also as like a great thank you to a lesser extent, or sometimes because Slack doesn't do like Reddit detection, like it doesn't tell you if someone's read your message. And so what we used to do is because we're all nerds, is you once you saw a message that you were expected to action, you'd react with one emoji to signify that you'd seen the message, and then you'd react with a second emoji. It was normally a tick, to signify that you'd completed the action that was requested of you. And so the emoji that I find myself using quite a lot is actually the thumbs up emoji.
Yeah.
Because if someone messages me and says, hey, George, can you do this thing? Normally it's, you know, something that can be done in a couple of minutes and is sort of added to my list of stuff to do. Mm-hmm. And it's great for me because I can then go back and I know I've done the thing because I see that I've reacted with the thumbs up emoji, which means that the thing has been done.
Yes.
And so it's more of a productivity emoji than a, you know, than anything else. And I think I've used it more in work group chats than I don't think I've ever sent someone the thumbs up emoji, like personally outside of work situations, but just the sheer amount I use it is actually very helpful.
I've got this as my number five. And I sometimes have been known to use this maybe somewhat passive aggressively. If I want to describe something as being easy, but I don't want to suggest that it's easy, because, you know, certainly in technical circles, as you will know as well, like, don't tell people that a thing is easy because you don't know how what they have to do and what things are involved and what whatever.
Yeah.
But I might do it if I'm sort of explaining something maybe to someone who's non-technical, or it's just sometimes I just want to have this, like, it's kind of me putting my thumbs up, kind of saying, I'm out, like, I'm done. I've given you all the information. Peace out. Like, that's kind of how I'm using it. And sometimes I will actually go with the double. I will use two thumbs up to sort of, you know, if it turns what might be quite a short message into like, cool, right? I've abdicated responsibility. I've given you the information. Peace out, you know, double thumbs up and I'm out of here. And I kind of like it for that. Nice. So my number three is the wave. Well, actually, yes, no, it is. It's waving hand. I sometimes get the waving hand and the clapping emoji because they're mixed up, because they're actually very, very similar. But I like the waving hand. I'm in a few communal WhatsApp groups. People come and go. It's a nice gesture. It became a few years ago very trendy to have a website where you had massive text and you'd be like, hi, I'm Mark, and you'd have the little waving emoji. It's friendly, it's warm. That's the kind of the tenor, actually, of how I'm using my emoji. There's a, you know, it's, language can be so cold, you know, and bald. And these are just ways to kind of round off the edges a little bit. And that's another way that I, you know, I like to use emoji. So waving hand, that's my number three.
That's a good one. It's another one of those that I don't use very much, but every time I see it, it's a bit like the laugh. This is one of those where over time kind of things, where the laughing face has become a bit cliche. And every time I see the waving hand, I do get a little bit of like, this feels, someone's like put this in as filler more than anything else.
Mm.
But that doesn't necessarily mean it's offensive, right? You know, and I find it interesting where that differentiates between different people. We've talked about the passive aggressiveness of like the thumbs up emoji.
Mm-hmm.
The waving hand, I've seen people use it when someone has been like kicked out of a group chat to be like, see you later.
Oh, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
What I find interesting about like depictions of emoji are the different levels of human we have. We have like the faces, mm-hmm. we have the full body human, and then we have my number four, which is quite fittingly called eyes.
Yes.
And they're just two eyes.
They're just two eyes. That's it.
They're just two eyes. Where's the rest of a person?
Nope.
Where have they gone? Because there's a disappearing person emoji. I don't know what it's called, but there's the one where they're like translucent and they've got like a dotted outline. You know, that one exists. But this is just a pair of eyes.
Yeah.
And you know what I use it for all the time? My mum will make a cake or my friend will send me a picture of a cool bit of tech, or someone will say that they've got something exciting planned, and the eyes of a perfect, like, ooh, tell me more. Like, I'm interested in this thing, you know, I want to know more about this. And sometimes it's because my mum has made cake and I want the cake.
I don't know if it's, well, it's definitely from watching excessive amounts of cartoons. But every time I see that, I'm pretty sure without fail, I hear in my head, blink, blink, like a little cartoon. You know, it's hard to quite get that tone, but you know exactly the noise I mean. Like, every time I see it, I'm like, blink. I rarely use it, but it is a good one. And I use it around similar kind of things. It's just like, ooh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm in. Yeah. It's a good one. Okay. My number four then. Again, keeping with my theme, it's face blowing a kiss. With the little heart.
So it's the one with the heart. Interesting.
It's the one with the little heart. It's its use, no apostrophe, its use is somewhat regulated and restricted. There are only a small handful of people, I think, who would get the full face blowing a kiss emoji treatment. It's reserved for nearest and dearest family, but it is, you know, it's it's nice.
It's a good sign of appreciation as well. I tend to find that I use it, again, sort of very close friends, close family. It's just like, thanks for this thing. It's the level up from the clapping / hands pressed together emoji. You know, what I find interesting, and maybe this says more about me than anything else, is because I almost exclusively use the one with the heart.
Yeah.
The one without a heart looks wrong to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm almost expecting there to be more there and there isn't.
Yes. You've got a void, there's a cavity there.
Yeah. And I guess another example of that is that for whatever reason, I mean, I understand reason from an artistic standpoint, but for whatever reason, Apple have decided to cut off their saluting emoji. Like, the face of their saluting emoji is cut in half. So it's because they want the face to be the same size and they don't want the hand blocking the face.
Ah.
Or else it looks a bit weird if you make the face smaller, or, you know, whatever the reason is.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the kissing face emoji now, and I tell you what it is. The kissing face without the heart looks like the beginning of the action of blowing someone a kiss. And then the kissing face with the heart is the completion of the action. Therefore, it is the correct emoji to send because it tells the complete story. Otherwise, you're just telling someone, you know, listener, I'm pursing my lips together and making,
I am ready to be kissed.
It's, yeah, exactly. You're ready to receive the rest of it. Otherwise, I'm just going and then doing nothing. It's an incorrect emoji. It does need the heart, and I will brook no argument to the contrary.
What I find interesting, and this is the same with the smiling emoji, is Apple specific as well, but I think that this is defined as part of the spec. It defaults to eyes open, which feels a bit weird, especially for the kissing emoji.
Yeah.
What the image that puts in my brain is like two people like kissing but like staring each other eye to eye as they do it. They just like refuse to shut their eyes while they're like intensely kissing each other.
Like two absolutely, like, the story in my head now is it's two people locked in a staring contest who are romantically, like, they're very much in love, but they're also fiercely competitive.
Or one of them have thought it will get the other person to blink. They'll be like,
yeah,
how do I win the staring contest? I know, I'll kiss them.
You know? But they're both so hardcore. Neither of them is falling for it. What is your number five, sir?
So my number five is... I mentioned the face with tears of joy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of similar in the sense that I originally used ironically, but luckily I still do, and so that makes it fine. And it's actually two emoji. We discussed this, you know, having groups of emoji that sort of form one bigger mosaic. You know, a lot of apps have actually leaned into this, and so Discord, for example, if you send a message that is exclusively, let's say, free emoji, it will blow them up a little bit, and it actually gets rid of the space in between, so it makes one larger emoji. But the two emoji that for the time being I'm using ironically, and please, if anyone sees me use these seriously, just put me out of my misery, is the combination of pointing right followed by pointing left to make this little thing. I use it as a please more than anything else. As you know, if I want something, I'll be like, pretty please, can you do the thing? And so normally it's when I'm making a wholly unreasonable request or the kind of thing that I know I could do myself but don't really feel like. I've sent it to my mum before being like, can you make me a cup of tea? Like, I could do it myself. I could just go down and hit the kettle. It takes about a minute. But sometimes I'm just sat at my desk, definitely being productive and not playing video games. Mm-hmm. And I want some tea.
I want some tea, please.
Pretty please.
Fascinating use of these emoji.
And so, yeah, it's me. And so, you know what? Sometimes I go all out. I'll even chuck in the pleading face emoji at the start, and it will be three emoji in a row.
What master manipulation. Okay, wow. So, all right. So we had thumbs up. That was my number five. My next one is very much a non sequitur, and it's the horse face emoji.
Ooh, interesting.
Yes, so it's a horse face in profile, in side on. And I send this when I don't have a useful comment or when I'm confused. So this came about a few years ago when I was having a moment of and I wanted to depict to someone that I was very much in my head about something, and I was very in the moment doing something, and I was trying to very much get it right and do it right, and I was very self-conscious about getting it right and doing it right, and so my brain was really trying to focus, and it was the only way I could depict it. It was like, you've got to get this right. I think you're getting it right. You might be getting it right. Don't think of a horse. Keep getting it right. And it was just like the trying to communicate to someone how my brain was trying its best to do its job properly. And so I sent someone a comic that I'd drawn, and one of the things I did was a little horse emoji and a like no entry symbol through it to just indicate don't think of a horse. And so there's something around the horse emoji that kind of just is like my non sequitur, like a response is needed, I sort of don't have one, or I want to be slightly surreal, and so I will send a horse.
Interesting. That's an emoji I didn't even know existed. So you've introduced, I mean, there are probably far too many emoji. Sure. I don't know exist.
Yeah. It's cute.
And I don't know if you know this, they're adding new emoji every year. It's
every
crazy.
Year. So this is George Chechnidze, and well, that was George Chechnidze. This is Mark Steadman. Hi, I don't know if we've met. If you are new around here, this is List Envy. We do this sort of thing every Tuesday, and there's very little you can do about it. If you would like to get new episodes in your inbox, so you don't forget to check them out, because every episode is entirely different. You know, in the past, we have covered everything from competitive beatboxing to garden birds. So, and it's just, I love it. I love the breadth. And that's absolutely what I'm here for. So if you do want to get new episodes in your inbox every day, or well, every Tuesday, then go to listenvpod.com and you can pop your email address in there, and that's all you'll get. No nonsense, just an email every Tuesday when the new episode is out. Also, if you would like longer episodes of List Envy, with fun things in them. So this week, as an example, I gave George a sort of a quiz based on an article about emojis that are deemed unacceptable by Gen Z. So we had a little bit of a discussion about that right at the top of the episode. But yeah, if you want to know what the top 10 emojis that I think there are more actually that Gen Z has deemed unacceptable in the workplace and beyond, then you can get that by subscribing to the slightly tongue-in-cheekily named List Envy Plus, which is very simply a longer ad-free version of List Envy that is available for just £2 a month or about $2.50, something like that. Yeah, it's all very reasonable. ListEnvyPod.com/plus is where you can get that. And that is enough promo for now. So why don't we get back to the episode? We have got a very important job ahead of us in that we have got a list to build. We've got ourselves a job to do. And this one is trickier because there is little overlap here. And I tend to feel it tends to get a lot easier when we've got a bit more overlap. I've got to think about how we feel about some of these. Face with tears of joy, I think, has got to go somewhere near the top because I think it has got that utility. It is very good for sort of, you know, you can convey,
that's nice.
All the way up to, that was freaking hilarious. Like, it's got a span.
You know what else you can do with it? And it's, I was just thinking about this just now and it's reminded me. You can, it stacks quite well. If something is really properly funny, you do like two or three in a row in one message.
Yes, it's got volume.
Yeah, it has volume.
Yes. Yeah, okay, that definitely bumps it up. I mean, thumbs up is there. I've got thumbs up maybe number four. Hugging face I want to put in there as number three, but I'm wondering if we could how you'd feel about bumping that up maybe.
So I think if we do, I'm happy if we spiritually consider hugging people as part of the hugging face family.
Yes.
We can, you know, it's, they're not the same emoji, but they, it, but really weirdly, they are basically the same emoji.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy for that to sort of be bumped up as part of the hugging family.
Yes.
If you will.
I appreciate that. I really enjoy the utility of the thinking face. So that definitely makes our top five. I'm wondering about, let's see. Okay, let's see how this lands with you. And then we can make some adjustments. But from 5 to 1, here's a little draft.
Yep.
Thinking face from 5. So number 5, thinking face. Number 4, thumbs up. Number 3, waving hand. Number 2, hugging face. And number 1, face with tears of joy.
I think that's a pretty good list.
Yeah, I'm
happy with that.
I think I am
thumbs up emoji about that.
I am also. I've gone from thinking face to wanting to hug you and then laugh about it. So I'll ask you then formally, George Chech needs a. Do you consent to this list?
I do.
Then we have an accord. Are there any that didn't make your top five?
There are plenty that didn't make my top five. As I say, the first, the face with tears of joy, super easy.
Yeah.
But there are a million emoji that I use in different contexts. There's the upside down smiling emoji that I use as a sarcastic, like, everything is fine.
Yeah.
Specifically with that tone of voice. I use the shrugging emoji quite often.
I used to use that a lot of, yeah.
I specifically use it when someone asks me a question that not only do I not know the answer, but I don't know why they thought I did know the answer.
Why am I even the person? Why has this landed on my desk?
Exactly.
Weirdly. And I don't know if it's just because I just think it's cleverer, but I much prefer what we might describe as the emoticon for shrug, which I always have to look up. And I think actually I have a text expander shortcut. So text expander is a piece of software that you can use to, you can type a few keystrokes and it will auto complete something for you. And so if I type slash and then the word shrug, it auto-completes to the emoticon, which if you Google, dear listener, if you Google shrug emoticon, I think, you know, it will make sense. So emoticon is how old people like me used to do this, used to write emojis.
They were emoji before emoji.
They were emojis before emoji. So, you know, if you wanted to do a smiling face, you would do a colon and then a closing bracket. You would not, if you were friends with me, use a dash to indicate a nose, because smiley faces don't have noses. Stop doing
would
that.
Would you potentially use a opening bracket and then a colon?
No, because that's wrong, and I don't understand.
Right?
I started to see people do that, and I don't understand why. We all agreed. We all agreed it was always colon, close bracket. It was you don't do it the other way around. No, you don't do open brackets. We just no, we don't do it. We have to have standards here, George.
In fact, I would use it much like the upside down smiling emoji.
Yes.
It's more of a sarcastic smile than a real one.
Yes, because it's wrong. I've got the only other one I had on my list was the okay hand symbol, which can mean a couple of things. I tend to use it as a surrogate for chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Which I don't really understand, what, because it's not really, but there's something, you know, we get it, I think. But there is also a massive passag thing about just the okay symbol. And, you know, yeah. So what else is on your list? Was there anything else?
I had, genuinely, this goes on for a while, I had the trademark emoji that I use sarcastically. A lot of these, I'm now realizing, are exclusively for sarcasm. So whenever I primarily use it when discussing like a technology that is very standard, but someone has sort of claimed to, Apple does this all the time.
Yes.
You know, spatial computing.
Yes.
Liquid retina, XDR. These are all technologies that actually exist, but Apple has like made up a name for.
Yeah.
And so,
do you know what that's the equivalent of? Do you know those people who, they'll say to you, they'll say something like, it's what I call, and then it's like, no, it's what we all call that thing.
Yeah.
Like, this person is what I call a daredevil, and they're doing the air quotes. No, we all call them that. You didn't invent the word. Yeah, yeah.
And so that gets quite a lot of use out there.
I like that one.
Similar to the thinking emoji, I will often use the face with raised eyebrow. That's, ooh, when I'm like directly doubting someone. Or, you know, that's like a, I don't think you said something a bit offhand that you don't believe, that I think you're actively lying to me about this thing.
Yes, this would appear to be, so we've got face with raised eyebrow. When I Googled that, the first result that came up was skepticism. George, this has been an absolute pleasure, mate. What are you up to, and where can we find more of your lovely work?
Well, if you have found my voice enjoyable, but you want a voice that is me but 5 years younger and therefore 5 years more annoying, go back to season one. We did an episode of New Who episodes. Otherwise, you can find me on the internet as George Probably. Which is great, because if I follow you back, you'll get George Probably followed you. If I like a tweet, you'll get George Probably liked your tweet.
Probably.
You never know. I like keeping people on edge.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed this one. Thank you for returning to List Envy.
Thanks you so much for having me.